The way she walks, the way she talks. How long can I pretend? Oh, I can't help it, I'm in love with the girl of my best friend.
Gotta get in those words, so that's why we played that song longer. This is Bruce Allen, and welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290. In case you don't know, I do include at least one Elvis Presley song every single show. And if you don't like it, tough, because I love them. We are live right now on Thursday at 11, and you are welcome to call in at 866-564-1290 or email me at bruce@bruceallen.com or tweet at Bruce Allen. Julie Spira, our usual guest for our usual segment in this spot, which is single parent dating, is out of town, so you are stuck with me. We've had an unusual and special show with special guest Dr. Robert Goldman for segments one and two, and then we had Pastor Drew, as we often do, for Teen Rap. Excuse me, the subject has been friends, and I hope you've noticed that all the songs we've chosen today do have a Friends component, including the theme song from the series Friends. But what's been so interesting is all my guests and everything that I've written about on this subject seems to be about how friendships have changed and how all our communication methods and all the wonderful technology we have may be creating distance or superficiality in our friendships. I was talking with my engineer and producer, Richard, during the break about the fact that doesn't every generation tend to think that the current generation is doing it wrong, or they're not doing it as well, or we had it better? So the truth is, we don't know yet how this is going to play out and how much impact texting, tweeting, Facebook, all that's going to have on our kids as they grow older. Maybe they'll have as deep friendships as we did. I do wonder, though, about will they have best friends the same way I had a best friend? I always had a best friend, and being a best friend meant seeing them every single day, doing stuff a lot of the time, and mostly one of the things that I think was significant during my adolescence, which when I grew up ended around 16 when I went away to college. I did go to college at age 16. It meant adventures. It meant exploring. It meant riding our bike. It meant going into that spooky old house down the street. It meant going for a walk, a hike. In my case, growing up in Los Angeles, it meant riding my bike into Hollywood and exploring used bookstores to see if I could find old comic books. It meant going downtown to downtown LA and finding the same thing. My parents didn't even worry in those days about me going out, riding a bike through the streets of Los Angeles all the way to Hollywood or downtown from where I lived, which was quite a distance. All they did was give me a dime in case I got in trouble to make a phone call, and I had to be home by nighttime. It's a different world. We coddle our kids differently. Anyway, my mother's comment, which I opened the column with, is there are no perfect friends. And she kept on telling me that throughout my childhood, and I did not listen. I had many expectations from my friends, and when they disappointed me, I would either get upset or angry. And in many cases, I allowed that upset or that incident to derail a friendship when months later, I couldn't even tell you what it was. So I've tried to impart the same sort of things, the same sort of lessons I've learned with my kids. But the irony, of course, is more often than not, the lessons we parents try to teach our kids, they just have to learn themselves. And I am seeing my one son, I won't say which one, who has gone through some ups and downs with friendships, and a lot of it has to do with the same sort of thing I did when I was that age. I'd get hurt over something I perceived they did when, in fact, it probably had nothing to do with me. They may be upset about something else. Who knows? But we tend to personalize it, especially when we're 16 or 17 years old. After all, isn't the world all about me when you're 16 or 17? And as Dr. Goldman told us earlier in the show today, the whole notion of adolescence and the age of adolescence has increased, so the maturity is just delayed. And therefore, the poutiness and getting upset with your friends, it can also be delayed and I think cause problems. One of the other things that I talk about in the article is something that I've learned, again, over time, and I would love to teach my kids this, and that is when you have pride, you just got to throw it out the window. Pride over how a friend has treated you, it just gets in the way. It does you no good. Yes, we should be prideful about our work and some of the things we do, but to let pride hurt your feelings, and in fact, for that matter, to let hurt feelings affect your relationships, even your spousal relationships or your other family, you're just, in the end, shooting yourself in the foot. I fought this with my best friend from high school, but I finally accepted that I wasn't going to have my friendship with him on the terms that I wanted. And I wanted to see him more often. I wanted to talk more often. I wanted to do certain things. Well, his life went in a different direction. And for a while, I pouted. And I still know how to pout pretty good at my advanced age until I finally accepted, okay, he's not me. He does it differently. My wife has also reminded me of this, in this regards friends, that people do not respond on my schedule. They respond on their schedule. So if you are expecting your friends to give you an RSVP to something you've invited that day because the invitation that you prepared so lovingly and with so much money and so much care and concern should have just provoked this immediate, oh my gosh, Bruce, we're coming. Well, maybe they didn't even open it yet. Maybe they have a problem at home. Why do we always make it about me? And kids make everything about me. So that's kind of the point of the column and kind of the point of my advice here. And I'm really preaching to myself as well as hopefully my own boys. And the other thing is, I will say, relates to our spouses. We cannot change people. And I think one of the conventional mistakes a lot of women make is that they think they'll change a man from the time they're dating to the time that they marry him. And as Julie Spira has said on many occasions on our show, forget it. You ain't going to change him. You better accept the things that are bothering you or move on. The same thing applies to friends. I had a friend who was always late. It made me nuts. And when I was single in those days, we used to meet for dinner and go to a movie. And I'd show up at the restaurant and he just would be late. I had a choice. He was an incredible friend. I had a choice. I either found a way to accept that or I gave up the friendship. Well, I came up with a compromise that worked beautifully for both of us. We agreed whoever came second paid. So I came early, I got my seat, I brought something to read, and I had a free lunch or dinner. Win-win. He was happy because he didn't care. He was a very successful guy, always had plenty of dough. He could still be late. My pride was intact, and the friendship has lasted to this day, which is over 30 years. So there's a lot to learn about being a friend and keeping friends. And my mom really was the expert. She had friends over a whole lifetime. And she was really a good and giving friend. And that's the other thing. Give more than you get and you'll have more friends. It is time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen or email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in stuck. This is the Bruce Salen Show on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station.
We all have pain. We all have sorrow.